You know, our Hopi people, they have their way of burying their Hopi. They put prayer feathers on them and corn pollen and just pray over them, and they put bowl of beans and a stick where they say the spirit's gonna come out.
Shtai good day. Welcome, my friends, to The Storyteller, where you'll find First Nations people from across Native North America who are following Jesus Christ without reservation. Today we'll hear more from Harlan Dennis, a Hopi from Arizona. Harlan had lost everything to alcohol, but something happened to him one day that turned his life around. He was a different man, and even his family had to admit it.
I went back home to my mom and my family, and I told them that I had given my life to the Lord and that I was going to change my life. And, you know, I said earlier on that my family is come from a traditional family, and they put on a lot of dances, my family, and they knew how I was. You know, I was alcoholic, always drunk and using them. Even I started stealing from my mom the jewelry, you know, they used in the ceremonies, and I would go and sell it just enough to get a bottle of wine, you know. I mean, it was worth a lot of money, and I would just sell it for like 10 bucks or 20 bucks. But, you know, when I told my family, my mom and my brothers and sisters, that I had given my life to the Lord, and they told me, you know, I don't know how long it's going to last. You're nothing but an alcoholic. You're nothing but a liar. And they turned their backs on me because I told them that I probably won't be able to help them in the ceremonies or do any of that stuff anymore. And, you know, they just more or less turned away from me. But I came back to Valentine, and I started studying the Word of God. And, you know, for some reason, I was just into the Word. I wanted to learn more and more. And for, I guess, the next 3 or 4 years, my family was just looking at me, see if I would fall back or do the things that I used to do. And they just kind of, you know, let me go. And I continued to study the Word of God. And not only that, I was struggling with myself here in Valentine, because at that time my wife was still drinking, and she would just try to do anything to get me mad and to make me drink again. And I want to say that's how Satan works, you know, through other people, even people in your immediate family. You know, I really believe that the Lord was working on me, and I was just studying into the Word. I wanted to know more about what the Bible was saying about Jesus Christ and how you can have a relationship with Him. And so I started going to church in Kingman. And the thing that I really liked about going to church was that because I used to play in bars and played in a band, and I liked playing and my guitar, and so, you know, they would ask me to sing, so that was another part that I enjoyed going to church, you know, so, because they would let me sing once in a while, and then some churches started inviting me to share my testimony and, you know, to share my songs, and so that went on for about 5-6 years, and finally my family, they finally realized that I had meant what I said. So one of my brothers said, you know, I guess we can't keep putting Harlan down. You know, he's changed. He showed us he's changed. So he said we can't make fun of his, what he believes in. You know, he chose what he wants to believe in. And so we'll just, you know, leave it at that and let him do what he wants to. So that kind of made me feel better, because I felt that I had got back in the family. And, you know, at that time, by that time, my mom was getting sick. She was on dialysis, and I used to go out home from Valentine to the Hopi Reservation, and we would take turns taking my mom to dialysis. And when it was my turn, I'd always bring my gospel tapes and put them in the, you know, to play them. And I would witness to my mom and tell them about Jesus. And, you know, she was on dialysis, but I got to take her to church. And I was speaking at one church in Palaka, and my mom went up forward and accepted the Lord. And, you know, like I said, my family was more into the traditional ways than knowing about God. And my youngest brother, he got real sick and found out that he had cancer of the lungs, and it didn't take him very long to go down. And, you know, when he was still doing good, I would try to share the gospel with him, and he would always argue with me about that. And he would always say, well, Harlan, you know, our Hopi way is almost like the Bible. You know, we're all going somewhere. And I always remembered that. And it was just before Thanksgiving, and he was really going down. So I told my wife that I was going to go out home, and that it might be the last time that I was going to spend Thanksgiving with my brother. So I went out there and sat around and visited. And after our Thanksgiving dinner, everybody went home, and I sat there and talked with my brother. And I told my brother that, you know, I knew that he wasn't going to last, you know, that he was going to be gone pretty soon. And I told him, where do you think you're going to go when you do go? And he had a necklace, a rosary necklace around his neck. And he said that some people blasted him. And then he had a bottle of oil and said somebody had been dripping with oil and gave it to him and said that they, you know, that would save him. And I explained to him that the plan of salvation, that the only way to eternal life is through Jesus Christ. And right away he said, Harlan, you're always trying to share Jesus with me. You know, we've been going around and around, and I don't want you sharing that with me. And, you know, that kind of really bothered me, because I knew that my brother was going, and I didn't want him to go to hell. You know, there's only heaven and hell. You're either going to go to hell or to heaven. And so I, talking with him, and told him that the only way to eternal life is through Jesus Christ. And he kind of argued with me, and so it was time to go to bed. So that was really worrying me. So I tried to go to sleep and couldn't sleep. So I got up and I prayed and asked the Lord to just not let my brother rest till the Holy Spirit put a conviction on him. And so I came back home, and about a week later I got a phone call that saying that my brother had passed away, and I was, made me sad, because I thought he had gone to hell, you know, because he told me not to share Jesus with him, so I went up back to Hopi and went to the burial. And you know, our Hopi people, they have their way of burying their Hopi. They put prayer feathers on them and corn pollen and just pray over them, and they put bowl of beans and a stick where they say the spirit's gonna come out on the fourth day. And you know, as a believer in Christ, I know that the moment you die, your spirit leaves your body, whether you're a believer or not. And if you're a believer, it goes to be with Jesus Christ. And that's what I was really bothering me. I was wondering, you know, if my brother had went to hell. But after the burial, one of my Christian friends came and told me that a week before my brother passed away, that he walked into the church and while they were doing service, at the end of the service, he walked up to the front, and this man told me that my brother had accepted the Lord. And that was the greatest news that I heard, because I knew that he was with Jesus. And you know, that's what I'm trying to say, is that that's the power of God's word. The Bible says, "My word will not come back to me void." And you know, that was a promise. That God made with my brother. And I'm so glad that my brother's in heaven, and I know I'm going to see him again. And that's what I'm trying to say, that we all need Jesus, because he's the only way that we can have eternal life.
What are you trusting in? What is it that you're counting on to have right standing with your Creator? Is it in keeping the traditions or in living the best you can? Are you following some religious system to earn favor with God? The Bible tells us that there is only one way to be right with Him, and it has nothing to do with our own efforts. We simply must accept the way that God made for us, and that way is through His Son, Jesus Christ. He died on a cross and rose from the dead so that we could be forgiven and have peace with God forever. We read in the Bible, "For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whoever believes in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life." Want to know more? Visit our website, withoutreservation.com, and click on the tab New Life. You can also write to us at The Storyteller, P.O. Box 1001, Bemidji, Minnesota 56619. That's The Storyteller, P.O. Box 1001, Bemidji, Minnesota 56619. Our phone number is 877-766-4648. That's 877-766-4648. We're also on Facebook at Without Reservation. Missed a program or want to listen again? You can download our app and take The Storyteller with you. Thanks for listening. And remember, the greatest story took place at the cross. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. My friends, there are more amazing stories to tell, so be sure to join us again next time as we listen to The Storyteller.